This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Parsha Sava discusses the inauguration of the Mishkan, and we have a pasuk, and we say this pasuk every morning, but with one slight discrepancy. Every morning, when we recite the Parshas HaTamid, we say the pasuk in Parshas Pinchas, as hakeves echad ta'aseh v'boiker, ve'es hakeves hasheni ta'aseh ben harbayim. One lamb in the morning, one lamb in the afternoon. However, in Parshas Tetzaveh, we have a small discrepancy. We say es hakeves not echad, but es hakeves ha'echad, the one. Why is that? Why do we say es hakeves ha'echad, asks the Briska Rav. The Briska Rav says as follows. In Parshas Pinchas, it's talking about the carbon tamid that's brought every day. Every day, if for whatever reason you didn't have the opportunity to bring the carbon in the morning, you bring the one in the afternoon. But Parshas Tetzaveh is discussing the inauguration of the Mishkan. In the inauguration of the Mishkan, the Gemara teaches us that if you don't bring the carbon tamid shel shachar, you don't bring the carbon tamid shel ben arbayim. It's hakeves ha'echad. This must be the first one. If on the opening day in the Mishkan you don't bring the keves ha'echad, then you're not going to bring the second one. This is a special halacha that when you open up the Mishkan, it has to be perfect. You must bring the one in the morning in order to bring the one in the afternoon. From here, we see a very important principle. And that is, whenever you start something, whenever you begin something, the beginning always has to be perfect. The beginning always has to be without any blemish. Once you got through the routine, if you miss a morning, you pick it up in the afternoon. But the first day in the Mishkan, the beginning, has to be pristine. That is why the Gemara tells us that if you have a young child, you teach the young child to speak in Lashon HaKodesh. His first words should be Shema Yisrael, Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe. Why is it so important that his first words are Torah, a Kedusha? Because the beginning always has to be perfect. So we always have to make sure when we train our children, when we teach our children, when we begin any project, we always want to make the beginning as perfect and as pristine and pure as possible, and this will give us the energy to continue all the way through B'siyata D'Shmaya.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.